Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Angela Loeb. Thanks for joining me for today's broadcast of Be Radiant Radio. It's been a while since I've done a program for the Career Goals series. So today, this time, I really want to give you just some food for thought. No advice, really, no how-tos, just some food for thought. You see, the other day, I was having a conversation with a gentleman in his mid-20s. Not long ago, he completed his master's, and he's just really at the beginning of his career. And we talked about how an identity crisis can happen when you're putting so much emphasis on the job being a source of personal fulfillment and naturally the disappointment that can often happen around that. And the big question underneath all of this during our conversation was, why can't a job just be a job? So this conversation that we were having, it made me remember something I wrote about in my first book, which is the food for thought part of today. This is what I want to share with you. It was something I wrote from way back in 2008, my first book, and it's actually a story that I retold at the end of the book to make a point about how, you know, shifting your attitude, going for what you want, how it can help you, and getting up the notion that your horrible job is just something that no one else will ever want to do. And the point I was making at the time and the point I was making during my recent conversation is that when you think you have it tough, think again. There's always someone who has it tougher. And when you're thinking about how tough you have it, you might also be missing opportunities in your current situation for personal fulfillment because of how you're thinking about it or looking at it on the surface. So what I thought I'd do today is to share this excerpt from my book, give you that food for thought, share the story that was originally told by a then employee of the city of Houston who later became a politician and, in fact, served as mayor of Houston between 2010 and 2016. A quick disclaimer, I don't know this former mayor. I don't live in Houston. And just because I find this story inspiring, it doesn't mean I agree with her political views or endorse her politically. It's just a really cool story is all. Okay, with that being said, here's the excerpt. It's called When You Think You Have It Tough. A staffing company I worked for at the beginning of my career had the philosophy that everyone is placeable in the market. You just have to figure out where to put them. Our task was to discover their aptitudes and the wants of the candidate and then make the match. And when this philosophy has strongly influenced my work over time, I've come to realize that what people want is far more important to their achieving job search success than their actual skills. When it comes to desire, there's always someone who's happy to do a job you don't want. And when you think you have it tough, stop and count your blessings because things could always be worse. It reminds me of a comic strip in which the toothbrush is grumbling about how lousy his job is. And a roll of toilet paper next to him on the bathroom counter replies, yeah, right. So I had the privilege of attending the 2006 annual conference of the Texas Association of Personnel Consultants in Houston, Texas. The keynote speaker was Anise Parker, City Controller of Houston. She told us a story which really hones in on this concept. With the city government being one of the largest employers in Houston, Anise Parker had to make it her mission to find out more about the morale of their workers. She decided to start with the police department and went on a ride-along with an officer, thinking he'd have complaints about the dangerous work. She realized that he was passionate about his job. He viewed it more as a vocation and felt called to serve in his particular occupation. She asked him what would he consider the toughest job in Houston. In his opinion, it was firefighting. So Parker set out to spend a day at a firehouse to learn what she could. The firefighter she interviewed admitted that though the job was dangerous and difficult, like the police officer, they seemed to find a lot of satisfaction in their work. To them, it was also more of a vocation than just a job. She asked them the same question, who has the toughest job in Houston? And the consensus opinion was sanitation. They thought the guys who picked up the city's trash had it the toughest. The sanitation department made arrangements for her to ride along with a longtime worker on his daily route. To her surprise, he explained that he really liked and appreciated his job. He was grateful for the security he had due to the new technology. In the old days, he had to physically pick up an empty trash container. Now he could sit in his air-conditioned truck while the lift mechanism did all the work. This allowed him to keep his job as he grew older. He also looked at the truck cab as his office, and he took great pride in keeping it clean and tidy. Parker, convinced that this might not be the toughest job after all, asked him what he thought would be the most difficult in the city. He suggested she talk to the folks that dispose of Houston's roadkill. That, he believed, had to be the worst job. You guessed it. She went ahead and requested that the sanitation department set her up with someone on roadkill duty. She was scheduled to ride along with a gentleman who had the distasteful task of removing dead animals from the street. He was assigned to a particular section or grid of the city, which included some residential neighborhoods. As Parker got to know this man, she learned that he used to drive a regular garbage truck for the sanitation department. Then, to her amazement, he told her that he had asked for this duty. Apparently, he wanted the freedom of roaming a larger portion of the city, and he saw his duty as fulfilling an important function. He saw himself as an ambassador for the city of Houston. There were times when he had to interact with citizens who had lost their pet, and when he recovered the animal's tags, at least they knew what had happened and could have closure. He also told her that even though he knew it was against the rules, sometimes he had to go onto a person's property, maybe an elderly person's property, to help them dispose of what may or may not be a beloved pet. He knew that his demeanor must be dignified on such occasions. He had a lot of pride in his job. To me, Parker had proven that there is always someone who's happy to do a job you don't want. You don't have to settle for less than you want for fear that no one else will step in or for fear that you can't get something better than what you've got. We all have our reasons for not moving forward. What's yours? Are you ready for an attitude shift? Are you ready for success? All right, that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you today. Just something for you to consider when you're looking at your own job situation and when you think you have it tough. When you're feeling dissatisfied, ask yourself what's really going on, and if it's truly time to move on, what are you doing about it? Hey, thanks so much for listening. I'll be back with another installment of Be Radiant Radio soon. In the meantime, if you're curious about working with me one-on-one or if you want to find out more about my other programs, my articles, and my books, you can go to my About page. Just use angelaloeb.com to find me. Thanks, and until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.